Wisconsin's gas tax goes up automatically every April. It rose this year to 28.5 cents. Representative Spencer Black says lawmakers should make the decision on whether or not the tax increases and by how much. The Madison Democrat says it should be part of the normal legislative process, like it used to be before 1985.
It's not a question of what transportation spending level is appropriate. It's a question of accountability.
Highway construction, road maintenance, and mass transit are all funded by the gas tax, along with money from vehicle registration fees. At a Ways and Means Committee hearing, one lawmaker warned the Department of Transportation it better have Plan B ready. The implication is that if a gas tax hike were to depend on political will, a steady source of revenue might dry up. The chief of DOT's financial section says that source is already shrinking. Paul Hammer says the reason? High mileage cars and a poor economy.
Slowing growth in Wisconsin and the demand for motor fuel, slowing new car sales, combined to force the department to reduce its state revenue estimate for the next biennium by nearly $46 million. If indexing were eliminated, the forecast would have been much worse.
Depending on whose numbers you use, Wisconsin has the first or second highest gas tax in the nation, and right now it's only one of three states that has gas tax indexing. But Hammer says Maine will soon start, and other states crunched for cash are considering having an automatic annual gas tax hike. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.